today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Now, well, the last couple of days, haven't we learned a little bit about the beliefs of Far North Queenslanders? Cairns community are saying, do not touch Australia Day. What happened? The council said, oh, we're not going to talk about Australia Day. We're going to have a family fun day. Well, the backlash. So we saw Mayor Terry James on television last night say, no. I've sorted that out. I've intervened, and we're going to be referring to it as Australia Day, not Family Fun Day or whatever. We'll see what happens on Friday. But, gee, don't Australians in North Queensland stand up for what Australia Day means, its significance to the people of this country and, of course, particularly to those of us up here. Now, there's a bit more here in the Courier Mail today. Yes, it is. It's under the heading, Woolies cashing in after Oz ban. Canavan slams hypocrisy. Queensland National Senator Matt Canavan has accused Woolworths of hypocrisy for putting out ads cashing in on Australia Day after sweeping all Aussie-themed merchandise from its shelves. Sale ads offering great value for the Australia Day long weekend came out after another Woolworths-owned company told its staff it would not be recognising the National Day on Friday. The supermarket giant's chief executive, Brad Banducci, has also taken out full-page ads to tell customers it's not trying to cancel Australia Day. Could have fooled us. However, Mr. Banducci did not mention the original statement, which said, there's been a broader discussion. I love this broader discussion bullshit, don't you? There's been a broader discussion about 26th of January and what it means to different parts of the community. Senator Canavan said it was hypocritical of Woolworths to try and profit from Australia Day after sweeping Aussie-themed items from its shelves. I just put a call through to Senator Matt Canavan, the Nationals. He's also Chair Rural Regional Affairs and Transport References Committee, Deputy Chair Rural and Regional Affairs Transport Legislation Committee, and he's based in Rockhampton. Matt, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you, Matt, and good to hear you're standing up on this particular matter. It's interesting the number of people who run for cover. Even though deep down they believe in Australia Day, it's sort of becoming unfashionable, Matt Canavan. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't find it unfashionable, and I don't think people, as you said earlier, in North Queensland, right through Queensland, think it's unfashionable. They're very proud of their country. I feel very fortunate to have either been born here or been able to move here. It's one of the best places in the world, and we should take pay to say thanks for that, show some gratitude for that. So people are very proud of it. And, you know, I think there's been a massive reaction about it's why corporations like Woolworths, who are unelected and think they can tell us what to do.
Yeah.
You can see they backed down this morning and had to have a grovelling apology on the Today Show. They're saying they are going to celebrate Australia Day. They just didn't want to sell Australia Day merchandise. Well, you know, why did they send out a statement a few weeks ago saying there was a conversation about Australia Day? They were clearly trying to walk down this woke progressive path. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of Australians, like myself, haven't shopped since, and now they're trying to eat some humble pie.
I'm just wondering how many others are out there now. It'll be very interesting seeing the backlash and how many others who might have been about to get on the queue with Woolies might have second thoughts about that.
Exactly right. And I look like Coles has been very busy since I haven't been to Woolies, so I can't really report you on that. But look, I think one thing too we do now going forward is shop more at our local IGA and our local butcher and baker. I've just done a little bit more of that in the last few weeks. And look, pay prices have gone to those supermarkets. The prices aren't that much different, I find. And you support local businesses who are in your community and are not pushing political agenda. I mean, no one wants to buy woke at, on aisle five in their local supermarket. We don't need that. I just want to get milk. I just want to get bread. That's what I want. I want a good service. They should get back to doing their job. If they want to pursue politics, they want to change the Australia Day to Australia Day or any of these woke causes, get involved in politics. You know, stand for parliament. You get elected. Then you get the right to do stuff on this sort of stuff. But these unelected corporates who earn a lot more than you and I, who think they're better than you and I. Mm. They should just shut up about sort of stuff and do their job.
It's interesting you talk about standing for politics, because it's become a local government issue up here, with the local council taking action to have a family fun day rather than using the term Australia Day and getting people's noses out of joint. So it's become a local government matter now. Apparently the chief executive thought it was a good idea, and we had the mayor actually on television last night. No, I'm backing off that. I've changed back to the original, and we're really honouring Australia Day because of the backlash, Matt. People were seething about it up here, and I'm thrilled that they were.
Well, so many people are out of touch, aren't they? They're just totally out of touch. And it, to me, it shows, John, why we're getting such poor decision-making from governments, from senior people, because they just have no idea what normal people think.
Yeah.
You saw the Cricket Australia have to back down yesterday, embarrassingly back down after a terrible train wreck of an interview about Australia Day. They're now going to apparently mention Australia Day at the Gabba Cricket Test. You know, it's just there's this divide in our community, unfortunately, where those among us who think they're better than everyone else are just so disconnected from the rest of the country, who are struggling to make ends meet, who, as I say, are proud of their country, proud of their heritage, and don't want, and have never voted for a radical change to our nation.
Exactly. Don't go away. Just quickly off the front page of The Australian today, it reads that Australia will not be able to build and install enough renewable energy generation to meet the country's 2030 target, modelling from a New South Wales government body has determined, amid concerns over supply constraints and labour shortages. I mean, we're getting so many instalments of pretty terrifying forecasts about our energy security, but there seems to be no change in direction at the top level.
Yeah, look, the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing that doesn't work over and over again, and that's what we're doing. You can clearly see that installing energy systems which rely on the weather, which don't work all the time, have caused power prices to go up everywhere in the world, has caused electricity systems to become unstable and unreliable. Saw in Brisbane the other night, 40,000 people lose power. Things are getting worse and worse and worse. But look, unfortunately, it looks like again, we'll just keep headlong rushing into this absolute catastrophe of installing more and more unreliable power and shutting down the reliable power, like our coal-fired power stations. Yeah. Look, we clearly can't meet our targets under the Paris Agreement. You can't actually lower your targets. Once you put them up, you can't put them back down. So I think the only thing left for us is to get out of these climate agreements, stop signing up to useless global deals, which other countries don't respect. I mean, Indonesia, just north of us, have increased their coal-fired power use last year by 32%. 32% in 1 year. And we're these mugs shutting down our own industry, pushing up power prices for people. It'll make no difference to the environment, while Indonesia and China and India are getting away with blue murder, and yet we just cost our own country and our own people more money.
Always good to talk to you. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
That's Senator Matt Canavan, the Nationals.